This podcast is brought to you by Firetrail Investments, the high conviction investment manager. I'm your host, Anthony Doyle, and joining me today is Georgia Locke, investment analyst for the Firetrail S3 Global Opportunities Fund. Welcome, Georgia.
Thanks for having me, Anthony. It's great to be here.
No, absolutely. My pleasure. So, Georgia, what stock are you going to talk about today? And what does the company do?
So today I'll be talking about UPM, which is one of the largest pulp and paper producers in the world. It's listed in Finland and has a market cap of about 15 billion euros, so roughly the size of QBE in the Australian market. The company has a really long history, beginning its operations back in the early 1970s, and since then it's grown into a very global company, servicing customers all around the world. So when people think pulp, they often think of its traditional end use, the production of paper for applications like printing, advertising, writing. While this still makes up a bit of pulp demand, the majority of demand growth is actually coming from the consumption of products like tissue and fibre-based packaging for e-commerce or takeaway food. With these use cases dominating demand today, the outlook for pulp is really levered to trends like urbanisation, population growth, and the increasing desire for sustainable, renewable materials. What we think makes UPM particularly interesting is that it's vertically integrated. It owns, manages, and maintains 1 million hectares of forest land in Finland and Uruguay, and it does so in a sustainable, considered way to promote biodiversity. This ensures forests continue to play their critical role in climate change mitigation as one of the biggest carbon sinks on the planet, second only to oceans. On average, over the past 5 years, this land has sequestered just under 5 million tonnes of CO2 from the atmosphere. A pretty impressive achievement, don't you think, Anthony?
Oh, absolutely, Georgia. And you were saying there was a bit of an Aussie flavour to this Finnish company in that some of the forests are eucalyptus. Why eucalyptus?
Yeah, so in Uruguay, their forests are eucalyptus trees, and these are really fast growing. They take about 7 years to get to a point where they can be harvested for use, and they're actually planting more than they are harvesting.
Yeah, right. And Georgia, what do you think really matters for the outlook for UPM? And more importantly, what's the market missing here?
Yeah, so what we think really matters for UPM is its ability to produce cash. And this really comes down to two things. You've got the pulp price and their cost of production. So pulp prices have held up more than the market expected so far in 2024. We've seen continued demand in China and the return of European demand to the market after a period of intense destocking last year. Demand has so far been more than sufficient to absorb the new capacity that has come online over the last 6 months. And while it's easy to get caught up in the short-term fluctuations of the pulp price, at Firetrail, we build investment theses over a 3 to 5 year investment horizon. And we think the setup for the pulp market over the next 3 to 5 years is really exciting. The permitting process for a new pulp mill takes about 5 years, so we've got pretty good visibility today over the new supply that's permitted to enter the market from now until 2028. At the same time, the heightened focus on renewable materials and urbanisation in emerging markets like India will continue to fuel demand. Ultimately, we think the market over the medium term is set to be tighter than the market we've seen over the last few years, which we think will be supportive for the pulp price and UPM. The second element is their cost of production. So UPM is currently in the final stages of the ramp-up of a new 2.1 million tonne pulp mill in Uruguay. This mill will increase UPM's pulp capacity by 50% and will significantly reduce their overall cost of production. Once fully optimised, the mill will be one of the most efficient and cost-competitive in the market. To put some numbers to it, the new mill will operate at a cash cost of $280 per tonne, whereas today the pulp price is $680 per tonne. So that's a lot of earnings potential. As one of the lowest cost mills in the market, it will produce cash no matter where the pulp price is, although obviously a higher pulp price is better. And this mill has been a pretty significant investment for UPM, absorbing a lot of its cash over the last few years. Once it's fully operational, which we expect to happen in the second half of this year, this cash will be freed up. And buoyed by a very strong balance sheet, we think UPM should begin to return this cash to shareholders. And we think this future cash generation is ultimately what the market is missing.
Georgia, we sit next to each other in the office, and I know as an investment analyst, you're running multiple scenarios on what the future might hold for UPM. So what do you think is the bear case and what's the bull case?
Well, Anthony, the bear case for UPM is really a deterioration in the pulp price. And the bull case is that it continues to be resilient. Today, hardwood pulp prices are up 40% from their trough, and softwood pulp prices are up about 15%. Those who are more cautious on pulp, the bears, they point to the capacity additions that are set to come online in the second half of this year as a catalyst for pulp price deterioration. They doubt that demand from the rest of the world will be enough to offset the potential end to the restocking period we've seen in China. We think this is unlikely to result in a significant decline in the pulp price for two key reasons. The first reason is due to the rationality in the market. So the key players are all extremely disciplined, and they're pretty considered when they bring new capacity online. History has shown us that they don't want to flood the market when they bring new supply. The second key reason is more structural and relates to the cost of wood or fibre. And this goes to the heart of why we are bullish on UPM over the medium term. Fibre is the main input cost for pulp producers, and with limited new supply likely to enter the market, as we spoke about earlier, it takes a while to grow a tree to a harvestable size, we think fibre costs are likely to remain at elevated levels. This will increase the cost of production for pulp and ultimately raise the price floor, and UPM is well placed given the cost control that vertical integration allows. So overall, we think the setup for UPM over the medium term is extremely exciting, and I've managed to get through this whole podcast without mentioning AI once, which goes to show that there's still a lot of value out there in more traditional industrial businesses.
Absolutely, Georgia. Sounds like you've really uncovered a great global mid-cap opportunity that not many investors will have in their portfolio today. Georgia, thank you very much for your time. Great to hear a company you are so excited about.
Thanks for having me, Anthony.
If you'd like to find out more information on Firetrail Investments, please visit our website at firetrail.com. In addition, please subscribe to the podcast on both Spotify and Apple. If you have any questions for us or comments about the podcast or companies you would like us to have a look at on the Firetrail Equity Edge podcast, please connect with us via LinkedIn.
Please remember the content in this podcast is general information only. It is not advice of any kind. You should seek professional advice before making any financial decisions. Past performance is not a reliable indicator of future performance. And finally, any stock commentary from the Firetrail team on this podcast is illustrative only and should not be considered a recommendation to buy, hold, or sell any security.